If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, a man and child die after a pram falls onto train tracks in Sydney South. Victoria's Premier vows a review will stamp out cultural problems within the CFMEU. And in sport, Australian golfer Adam Scott sets himself up for success at the British Open. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. A man and a child have died after a pram fell onto train tracks in Sydney South. Emergency services were called to the Carlton Railway Station this afternoon after reports a pram carrying two children had rolled from the platform. A two-year-old girl and a 40-year-old man died at the scene. A second two-year-old girl and a 39-year-old woman have been assessed by paramedics but have not been injured. A crime scene has been established and no trains are operating on part of the T4 line. A report will be prepared for the coroner. An emergency meeting has been held this morning amid the fallout of a mass global IT outage which impacted businesses across Australia. Banks, airports, supermarkets, media companies and retailers were left scrambling on Friday afternoon due to the outage, which was caused by a software update from major cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. The National Coordination Mechanism, which is made up of government agencies and representatives from affected sectors, have met to discuss the ongoing recovery. Assistant Energy Minister Jenny McAllister has told Sky News work is still underway to ensure everyone is back up and running.
We are still in recovery stage. You note that the National Coordination Mechanism group are meeting again this morning. There is still more work to do to make sure that the residual issues arising from this outage are able to be addressed. I think there will be opportunity in time to reflect on what's occurred over the last couple of days.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says an independent review into the state's construction industry will help get rid of rotten culture in parts of the sector. It comes after revelations by Nine newspapers. The CFMEU's construction division has been accused of taking kickbacks, being linked to organised crime and employing standover tactics on work sites. The review, led by former Department of Justice Secretary Greg Wilson, aims to find the gaps in the current powers of government agencies to be able to respond to allegations of criminal conduct in the construction industry. Ms. Allen says she's hopeful the issue will be sorted out quickly.
We also do need to look at how, in pulling out this rotten culture by its roots, ensuring that we have the structures and frameworks in the future here in Victoria amongst our agencies who both work with the Fair Work Act, who interface with those federal jurisdictions who have the industrial relations responsibilities.
Protests in Bangladesh have continued by students opposed to the government's job quota system, which seeks to reserve government jobs for specific groups. Debris and fallen trees have filled Dhaka's streets, with some of protesters gathering despite a curfew and forced by the army to curb violence that has caused 114 deaths and thousands of injuries this week. In Sydney, Bangladeshi Australians have rallied in Lakemba to raise awareness about the violence in Bangladesh. This Bangladeshi Australian doctor, who wishes to remain anonymous out of fear for his family back home in Bangladesh, could suffer repercussions, says the quota system is out of date. Currently, 30% of public sector positions are allocated to the families of veterans who fought in the 1971 War of Independence. Protesters say it's time to do away with the quota system and give all Bangladeshis a fair go.
Because it has to be more fair for the students and for everyone to have that system that should be based only on the merit, not on the quotation or the quota. So what that means is a heavily discriminated system. It's only 45% allowed for the general population and the remaining 55% for a very small group of privileged group who secure the position just on the basis of this current rule.
Former US President Donald Trump has appeared at his first campaign rally since he survived an assassination attempt, mocking the Democrats and declaring he took a bullet for democracy. Mr. Trump was joined in Michigan by Ohio Senator and running mate J.D. Vance at the pair's first ever event since they became the Republican Party's nominees. In addressing the rally, Mr. Trump has reflected on the July 13 shooting in Pennsylvania that left him with a bloodied ear, killed one supporter in the crowd and left two others injured.
What a day it was. As I said earlier this week, I stand before you only by the grace of Almighty God. That's true. I shouldn't be here.
Mr. Trump has also drawn a contrast between the Democrats' infighting over the candidacy of President Joe Biden and the unity in the Republican Party, while also claiming the Democrats are more threatening to democracy. In golf, Australian Adam Scott has had a stellar day three of the British Open, clawing back his chances to resurrect a title challenge at Royal Troon. Scott sits four shots off the lead, tied at 10th, and is the best-placed Australian. Compatriot Jason Day struggled with the conditions and fell back in the pack to be tied for 33rd with seven others. American Billy Horschel leads into the first day. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.